problem. And they don't have a marketing problem. They've got a product problem. And but as I said, I think that, you know, they're going to continue in their headlong push to pass Obamacare. But I really do believe if people will let their voices be heard, if they'll communicate to your wonderful point, Tim, most especially with members of Congress in their home district or their home state, their principled opposition to this legislation and a desire to scrap the bill and start over. Even honking the horn. I love the honking the horn thing because in the state of Tennessee, my buddy Marsha Blackburn, a great conservative in the House, I think they did some incredible tax referendum in Tennessee years ago by honking car horns.
That's right. I remember that well. It was a revolt against the income tax being imposed in Tennessee.
Yeah, so I love your honk for no initiative. I love, you know, I just think whatever we can do to sound off in the coming days, I really believe with all my heart we can win this thing.
Absolutely. Well, it's 9:00 Eastern time, Congressman Pence. I want to thank you for your time. And I just want to tell you this, and many of you are in the queue still. I see Catherine in Columbus, Ohio, Rhonda in Parrington, New York. Many of you, and your ass have it. Nicholas in Utica, New York, many of you asking, what else can we do? What else can we do? Those are the questions in the queue. And I'm telling you, I know we've all called and emailed. I would urge you not to give up on this, to keep doing it, to keep fighting. Join this Honk Against Healthcare caravan. Go to the website, honktho.com or americansforprosperity.org. Go to your congressional district offices in person. That makes it a again, I used to work on the Hill. Our district offices were not used to having people show up and politely but firmly say, look, I'm from the district, and I'm asking to vote no, and I want you to record the fact that I drove here 15, 20 miles away to ask him to vote no or her to vote no. Continue to talk to your friends and family. And there is no other easy way. There's no magical formula, but let's fight this thing in the next week. We can win it.
I really agree with that, Tim. And if I can just thank you again for the privilege of being on with so many thousands of people who are involved in what I think is the most effective grassroots organization in America today, Americans for Prosperity. You all have done a brilliant job. But I'll add one thing in there. A lot of you have gone to the internet and seen a video that I did back in November when we were voting in the House of Representatives. It's still up there. It's entitled "Let Your Voice Be Heard," and it was a result after my devotions one morning. I just came up with a couple of minutes of thoughts about what I really think is at stake here. If you all think it's useful, it's just as applicable today. If you go to YouTube, I think it's had about 80,000 views. "Let Your Voice Be Heard," a message from Congressman Mike Pence. Share it with your friend, because I don't think, Tim, I'll leave you with this thought. I don't think this is just about more government taxes and mandates. I don't think this is just about health care. As I said in that video, I think this is really about who we are as a nation. This is about what is going to be the role of the federal government in our lives. I think the reason why the left is driving this big government solution in health care is because I think at a certain extent they understand that once the American people become dependent on the federal government at that most vulnerable moment in the illness of a loved one, a spouse, a parent, a child, a grandchild, I think those on the elite leadership of the left know that a lot of the debates over limited government, a lot of the debates over the levels of taxation and the size and scope of the federal budget all hail in the harsh light of a family illness. And I really do believe the agenda of the left here is to permanently expand the role of the federal government in our lives, intruding it into the relationship between a doctor and a patient. And we have to turn this back, because I think it has the potential to fundamentally change the relationship between the American people and our national government. The stakes are that high. And we need to convey to our friends and our neighbors that this is the moment, and now is the time. My last thing, too, Tim, if I can say it, anyone within the sound of my voice who believes in prayer, I'm someone who believes that the effective and fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much. I'd encourage you to pray for the battle. Pray for those that are in the battle on Capitol Hill. Pray for some of these Democrats that they'd have wisdom to do the right thing for freedom and the right thing for the country. And I think that'll make a difference as well. So thanks a lot, Tim. It's an honor to be with you.
Congressman Ben, thanks for all you're doing. And for all of you on the phone tonight, let's go out there this next week and keep fighting. We can win this thing. Good night, everybody.
Please leave your message after the tone. When done, hang up or press.